This is your Pacific Pulse.
I'm Senior Airman Trevor Gordonier. In the South China Sea, the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS John S. McCain and USS Curtis Wilbur conducted a routine Taiwan Strait transit in accordance with international law. The ship's transit demonstrates U.S. commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. In Alaska, the 354th Fighter Wing and the 168th Wing Air National Guard completed a readiness exercise, verifying the wing's ability to rapidly generate air power. The exercise included an elephant walk formation, displaying the readiness and air power of both wings. Lastly, U.S. Forces Korea healthcare workers and first responders received the COVID-19 vaccine. United States Forces Korea was previously identified as one of the four overseas locations to receive the Moderna vaccine through the Department of Defense's deliberate and phased distribution plan. This has been your Pacific Pulse. Thanks for listening.